All right, and welcome to, I guess, the replay of today's broadcast. It is the last of Proverbs Every Day for a little while, so I thought we'd have a little celebration. And so what better way to kick off celebration than with a little bit of music. So I'll see you soon.
Husband's heart in her securely rests. In wealth and gain, he'll always be the best. She seeks wool and linen with joy in her flight. Her hand skillfully crafting from morning till night. She rises while it is still the dark of night. Feeding her household before the dawn's first light. An excellent wife, where is she to be found? Her value surpasses the most precious of crowns. Charm may trick and beauty may fade, but a woman who fears the Lord is highly praised. Charitable and kind, she aids those who are poor. Opening her hands to the needy, she offers more. She guards the gears of her home with keen attention, forsaking not to serve the bread of diligent action. She senses that her profit is genuine. Her lamp does not cease at night's end. An excellent wife, where is she to be found? Her value surpasses the most precious of crowns. Charm may trick and beauty may fade, but a woman who fears the Lord is highly praised. Graces the city's gates. Among the elders of the land, he confidently debates. Her offspring arise and sing her praise. Her beloved too lifts her up in word and gaze. Many daughters have performed valiantly, yet you, my dear, outshine them splendidly. In prosperity's realm, she wisely invests. Buys a field and nurtures a vineyard at her behest. Her husband in her finds a relentless trust. In treasures and gains, need is turned to dust. Clad in strength and dignity, she gleefully strides. Facing the future with a comforting smile. Her garments, more than fabric, symbolize her might, framing her figure in resplendent light. An excellent wife, where is she to be found? Her value surpasses the most precious of crowns. Husband's heart in her securely rests. In wealth and gain, he'll always be the best. She seeks wool and linen with joy in her flight. Her hand skillfully crafting from morning till night. She rises while it is still the dark of night. Feeding her household before the
right. An excellent wife, where is she to be found? Her value surpasses the most precious of crowns. Charm may trick and beauty may fade, but a woman.
All right. So, Proverbs 31, just a big group of misogynistic kind of verses, right? Well, we're going to put that to the test today, and we're going to discuss the virtues of a great woman in the words of a great woman. Yeah, so we'll do that. Let's do that intro thing, and we'll get right into it. All right. Proverbs 31, the sayings of King Lemuel's mother. We are reading the last chapter in Proverbs from the modern English version of the Bible. And so we'll see what the English have to say. All right. The words of King Lemuel, an oracle that his mother taught him. What, my son, and what, the son of my womb, and what, the son of my vows? What? Do not give your strength to women, nor your ways to that which destroys kings. Now, it's always give your strength to women. That's a source of contention, but there's a notion here of everything in its right place, kind of a thing. And so, and it's been brewing for a long time. Let's not get this twisted. This has been a long time running, I guess you could say, with this, that we see women trying to control their husbands, essentially. And husbands giving into this. And this is a challenge because this is not the design, right? And so this is this mother recognizing that and saying, look, this is something you're going to face. So don't face that. That's why there's so many different things in Proverbs about, like, you know, being cautious about promiscuous women and contentious women and foreign women that are trying to tempt you. And that's the kind of thing we're cautioning this young man against here, is to say, look, don't be domineering. That's not what we're saying at all. In fact, as we read along here, we're going to find in context that that's not at all what this is saying, that we're actually going to let them, our wives, live within their own strengths and be the full person they could be. But we're not going to try and be them. We're not going to try and, you know, take on those roles. We're going to be strong in our ways. And that means that we'll be stronger together and a stronger overall family unit because of it. And that's really what we're saying here. So we're not trying to say, you know, don't give women their power. Quite the opposite, actually. And we'll see this. So just to promise that that's coming, but it's important to recognize that there's a temptation there. My wife always says that that's part of the fall of Eve, was to want to rule over her husband. And so that's been a desire from the dawn of time. And so it's not like it's a new modern thing. We see new modern iterations of it, you know, where men are seen as either stupid or as just, you know, domineering. What's the word now? overly protective is the word that I'm hearing a lot of now. Yeah. So who is determining what overly means? Up for grabs. And so the choice is important. And this is what this is all getting at. That's what all of Proverbs 31 is about, is encouraging young men to make the right choices and to make wise choices, not lustful or, you know, otherwise, you know, convenient or whatever it looks like choices, making wise choices. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor princes strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law, and pervert the justice of any of the afflicted. This is a key here. So basically what we're saying here is that this is doing the same thing as this, right? So we're seeing that there's a relationship or a theme here of don't give your strength away and don't give it to drink either. Don't give it to these substances that are just going to basically weaken you. Verse 6 says, give strong drink to him who is ready to perish, and wine to those who have heavy hearts. So in other words, it's saying that's what it's there for. It's a little extreme, but there it is. Let him drink and forget his poverty and remember his misery no more. So it's one of those things where it's just like, yeah, just give this over to them. Don't participate in this. This is not good for you. That kind of thing. Open your mouth for the speechless and in the cause of all such as are appointed to destruction. So this is what we're to use our strength for. Open your mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and the needy. So that's what our strength is for, men. So you get 9 verses of that, of your instruction to go along with the other several hundred that came before it. We have this entire book that is, you know, written towards a son, but I believe in faith, not for a son, if that makes sense, or not only for a son. And so it's for all of us. And so when it comes to this, I'm just going to take a quick moment and preface this. So when I read Proverbs 31, what I'm seeing is not a instruction manual. I say this every time, but it's important to say that this is not like a criteria listing that has to be checked off. I have an unfortunate female friend that does seem to have a constant checklist that she does not ever want to give up or whatever. And there's no compromise. And if there's any slight variation, she, you know, goes away from it. And it's usually not character virtues. It's usually other things. These are character virtues. These are things that are the kind of woman you would like. Not she does these exact things. It's not an instruction manual. It's not a checklist. It is, these are the orientation that you should be looking for, you know? And so when it comes to that, this, like I said, this is not like, well, she sucked out the wool and flax, but she didn't sell things in the marketplace. So, you know, that's not what this is. All right. So just to preface that before we begin here, because it's really important for that to be said, kind of in the full context of all of Proverbs, this has to be read that way. Verse 10, who can find a virtuous woman? For her worth is far above rubies. So again, it's that virtuous woman. That's what we're after here. And to be clear here, I mean, we need to say this, that there are other cultures, and I think an emerging culture that is here now in this age of fakeness. we have gone from the influencer type person or whatever the, you know, the, well, actually let's go back a little bit. You know, we've had a rapid progression here. You know, we had the era of the supermodel, you know, we had that whole thing going on, and now we have, you know, your various Instagram starlets or whatever. And then, you know, it's various things above that, that are all appearance driven. But now we're actually entering an age where a lot of that is just straight up, it's virtual, it's AI. And it's amazing how many people are not realizing that it's gotten good enough at this point. And the thing we always say is that this is the worst it'll ever be as far as its abilities. And so we have to always recognize that. So what this is saying is that virtue is always going to be more important to that. So we have to counter the culture in that way of saying, this is what the culture is going after with all of its might. And we're saying, no, we're saying that virtue is what we're going after. That's worth far more than rubies. In other words, that's just much more valuable. For the heart of her husband safely trusts in her so that he will have no lack of gain. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and works willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night and gives food to her household and portion to her maidens. Okay, so once again, let's break this down a little bit. Let's kind of say, okay, what is this an actual instruction? No. But what are the key things are here? We're seeing works willingly. Right? Do him good. These are our keys here, right? So when it comes to going out and finding the choice things for the household, that sort of thing, which is what this is. And then she has a character, you know, where she's rising at night. That's just not necessarily that she's rising at night, but she has that desire and willingness to go above and beyond, you know, that sort of thing. Verse 16, she considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands, she plants a vineyard. She clothes herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She works out. No, that's not what that's saying. She perceives that her merchandise is good. Her candle does not go out by night. And so there's an awareness and a responsibility for her finances here. And then there's, and this can be interpreted in a lot of different ways. But honestly, we don't expect that she's going out there and doing all the farming, you know, of an entire vineyard. That'd be ridiculous. But with the fruit of her hands, in other words, that she has put systems in place to make that a thing, you know, so that she has people working for her and that sort of thing. And this is well managed. That's what this is saying. Not that she's a slave that goes out and does all this labor. No, that's not what we're saying. And that she is willing to be a merchant in some cases, you know, that whatever that looks like, whatever that need is there. And so a lot of that is kind of very true in a lot of households today. You see that a lot of women are working from home and just kind of fitting it in with everything else. So that's kind of what I see here. And so that's an interesting characteristic here. You do see that a lot these days, even these days, I should say. Verse 19, she lays her hands to the spindle and her hands hold the distaff. That's the loom. Yes, if I have that right. She stretches her hand out to the poor. Yes, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. So in other words, she has that not just compassion, but it's an active compassion. So she's a woman of action, not of just words. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She's taking care of their needs. She's proactive. She's prepared. She makes herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. I'll never understand why that's just thrown in there randomly. It's just like, oh yeah, he's still around. Yeah, he's there. He's known. People know his name. It kind of implies that it's because of how awesome she is that he's known. And I don't think that's invalid. Verse 24, she makes fine linen and sells it and delivers sashes to the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she will rejoice in the time to come. It does make you wonder what the man is doing in this instance. It does make me curious. It's like, if she's doing all this, what is he doing? If this was a list of criteria, that's the question I'd be asking. What's left? She opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the teaching of kindness. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. That's another good one right there. So that, the notion here and what stands out is that we have a steward of the household here, so that she is. And in some houses that she would be coordinating stewards, and those stewards would have other people that are working. In other words, she's a visionary leader in that regards. So she is executing a direction, you know, but it is also that she is leading the charge. You know, she's not doing this by sitting there barking out commands. She is inviting people to work with her. And that sort of thing. And so that's the example we see here. And so, it's kind of cool. Let's finish this up here. 28, her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gates. All right. I don't know if I need to say more. I mean, I think I've said plenty, right? I think we can pretty much wrap this up. Let's go ahead and just say that there are playlists on the YouTube channel. Here, let's get that link up there. There you go. So there are playlists on the channel to do proverb studies every day now with a different translation for almost a year. To explain here, this is something where I had a kind of a sleepless night the other day and was just feeling very frustrated at things and just the way things are going in general and in life and that sort of thing. And just being able to, not focus very well and things like that. And, I was asking God, it's like, okay, is this something I'm supposed to be doing every day? You know, because it's just one more thing. To do in this regards. And am I just trying to make this another thing that I kind of complete, you know, it's just like, hey, I did it for a year. Look at me kind of thing. And so I feel like God is telling me to stop here for a while, and what that's going to look like in the future. I'm genuinely not sure. I just don't know. we'll see. I have some ideas, but at the same time, there are things that I need to be doing that need to be the focus of my household and to feed my family and that sort of thing. And to make sure that I'm doing the right things as well, that I'm a solid provider and leader in my home. And the more distractions I have, the more that's becoming not possible. And so what I'm going to do is just do occasional check-ins here and do occasional maybe once or twice a week at the most. I'm not going to set a schedule for myself. I'm not going to make this an expectation. I simply can't. It is not something where, keeping up with those expectations is not healthy for me right now. And so my encouragement to you is to watch through another translation that I've done every month, or what I might do if I have the time is put together some curated playlists. Here's the ones that had the most likes, and just have a playlist, that sort of thing. I think that's probably what I want to do for June, actually, is just have a daily, here's the one that's added for today, that's, that sort of thing. And so you can, but you're going to be on your own. There's not going to be notifications going out for that. You're at this point, I think there's about four or five of you that are in a good habit of watching these every day. And so I'm going to turn that over to you to be faithful to, or just to do readings on your own. I'm looking at doing things like a Facebook group or things like that. But again, these are more things that end up being distractions and obligations that I don't necessarily want to get into. If I had somebody helping me that was able to just help me run that, I might say yes. But at this point, this is just me, and I need to recognize that it's easier for me to just sit in the quiet and read my Proverbs, my other devotions. And if something comes out of that I feel God is calling me to tell you, then by all means, we'll flip on the camera and I'll record it for you. But at this point, I think that's where I'm at. And I just need to, in this season of my life, kind of just take a step back and listen to the other things and produce the other things that I need to be producing for the results that I need to be having. And so I do encourage you to stay connected with me. This is not goodbye by any regards. This is me taking a break and seeing what else I can put in place. My vision here, long-term vision, and this has been for a long time now, is that we would have some method of I'm making enough income elsewhere to basically become a sponsor of this channel, not just a sole creator in this channel. Be able to sponsor it in such a way that I can actually have kind of a staff. And so even if it's just me, the personality, and other people are doing editing and all the kind of stuff that goes into these videos, great. But just not to have the daily expectation was probably just a bit much. It was an interesting challenge, and I'm glad for a lot of you that have been on the journey with me on that. I'm very, very grateful for that. That has been kind of making it hard to stop, honestly. So there's that kind of double-edged sword there, but I truly appreciate it. And let me put up the survey here. There is a survey that I'd love for you to fill out regardless. That link does not look right. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to cheat, and I'm actually going to scan this myself. Do the thing. Not if I click that. Let's try this again. Wow. Are any of these working? All right, fine. I tell you what, after the fact here, I will put into the chat the link here. I don't know why that's not working, but it didn't look right. So can I do this? Sorry about this, guys. I thought I had it written down here, and I apparently don't. There's a Google form that I'm having people fill out with some with feedback of just, I think it was like three questions in there. And so your favorite versions any thoughts you've had or any kind of changes that have been true for you since you've done this, that sort of thing. This is me being ill-prepared for the last time. Last time, that's funny. One more time, I should say. So let me see if I can't. Oh, duh. Yeah, maybe I need more coffee, I guess. You know, it is like 10:30, but nonetheless, we'll get it here. We'll get it. Here we go. And I'm not sure that actually works to do the chat, but in live chat anyway, that's where that should be. And I'll try to remember to update the description for the replay for those of you that are in that. But nonetheless, let me just say thank you once again for being here and for all that you've been doing for me and all your support. And it is not over yet. It's just taking a break. So be blessed by the best and then go be blessed by all the rest. Love you guys. We'll see you next time. Bye now.
Her husband's heart in her securely rests. In wealth and gain, he'll always be the best. She seeks wool and linen with joy in her flight, her hand skillfully crafting from morning till night. She rises while it is still the dark of night, feeding her household before the dawn's first light. An excellent wife. Precious of crowns, charm may trick and beauty may fade, but a woman who fears the Lord is highly praised. Charitable and kind, she aids those who are poor. Opening her hands to the needy, she offers more. She guards the gears of her home with keen attention, forsaking not to serve the bread of diligent action. She senses that her profit is genuine. Her lamp does not cease at night's end. Of crowns, charm may trick and beauty may fade, but a woman who fears the Lord is highly praised. Her partner's renown graces the city's gates. Among the elders of the land, he confided.